We're going to begin the Chavura Mirtz Hashem on Tadagavar, Rishus Rebbe, and Rishus HaKadosh. Thank you, Mordechai, for coming. Thank you for everybody that joined and helped to explain the Makoros to me and helped me put this together. And Rebbe going over the Chavura with me. We're going to try to get some clarity. The good thing is I hope everybody davened Mincha already, because if we're going to have a break, so another week or two off, we can go for the full time, 4 or 6 hours. So we'll make sure to get through the entire course. I want to try to understand the main chakira in all here, the million-dollar question is, what makes Leos that come from an Isser and go into a different food? Is it something that's measurable, testable, tasteable, a Messias, or is it something that's very halakhically, rigidly defined, and you can sort of figure out whether there's a Bli or not based on halakhic principles without regarding what appears in front of our eyes? Okay, that's the chakir and all of Yerdan, nothing new here. But I'm going to sort of apply that and try to figure out how it fits into our sugya of Tatagavar. Tatagavar is when you have something hot going to something cold, or the other way around, or two hot things, or two, we're not going to talk about two cold things, so there's no Tatagavar. But there's a machloket in our Gemara, between, and Ayin Hei Mabez at the bottom, starting the next Amud, Rav and Shmuel, whether or not we say that the bottom one wins out, that if the bottom one's hot, they both come hot, opposite. We'll get back into what's the svar of each ita, what does that actually mean? Does it mean it actually makes the other one hot? Does it mean it causes bleas? We'll try to get to that soon. Everyone wants to start with a joke, and then a joke which I really dislike, and then a story. The joke is, from you was the kid Shemayim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu sent him to the Gehenna, so he said, what am I getting Gehenna? So he said, oh, because you're Mevashal and Shabbos. What do you mean I was Mevashal and Shabbos? Use cliche, and he said, okay, I'll be Gehenna cliche. So I really dislike it because I feel like it's almost happy courses. We believe what Chazal say, cliche in the Mevashal. So our eyes, it seems hot, it doesn't make any difference. So the story, though, goes, thank you, Jonah, for getting me the exact Makoros of the story, that Rav Yechezkel Bramsky was in Yerushalayim and saw the Brisker Rav and asked him, why does the Rav wait so long after Shabbos till Rabbeinu Tam and Nitzel, very, very, very late to break Shabbos? Why doesn't you come outside with me? You'll see in Yerushalayim, the stars are out much earlier. It says in the Gemara, Shechan Aruch HaMaposkin, three stars. Take your eyes and look. And he said that I'm not going to learn halacha from the street. Coming to the street, I paskin based on the Torah. The Torah is we have Rabbeinu Tam, and we follow that. So there's multiple pirushim in this statement. Could mean he was such a halachic man, he closed his eyes, and it sort of wouldn't matter to him, even if he saw the stars out. And that particular approach to me is extremely difficult to understand, because all halacha, besides particular areas, okay, not all halacha, many areas of halacha, where the hadaras are given to us by Chazal, and they give it to us in a way that we're supposed to test it and taste it and feel it and see it. So the Inlacha and Ella Dayan Ella Mash in a row. You're supposed to use your eyes. One doesn't use their eyes. It's also for the basin. The question is, though, maybe the Brisker meant, of course he's going to use his eyes. The Shaila only would be, perhaps, that you could filter what you see with your eyes, Al Pi Chazal. I think it's a Pashup Shah. And we don't see with our eyes according to what simply appears in our eyes.
If I remember correctly, in the right first verse.
Yeah, on the last page, you're gonna have the different sieve. He has charif words. I'm not a pasid, so I don't really. To me, that doesn't speak to me. But you're gonna have apikorsus lines being thrown back and forth. Rahman Rasulam Mehaydaita, he says, yeah. So there is a big tension over here. I apologize. It was not the Tamar Rebbe. I didn't quote this. I quoted different sieve. Sorry, above over, but sorry, thank you for that, Marmukum. A different Marmukum. Okay, to begin, the main question within the Sugya Tatagavar is posed by the Palesi, on Shulchan Aruch, very much as we began. He said, why is there a machlokes in the Messias between Rav and Shmuel, whether the bottom one wins like Shmuel or the top one wins like Rav? Test it, check. How can you have a machlokes in the Messias? Furthermore, why don't they ask a kvela? I mean, besides testing with your fingers, see if it's hot, why don't they ask a kvela if there's a taste of the ister in the top one or the bottom one? And furthermore, even if they didn't check, why don't we check? We have a Shulchan Aruch, Sadi Chedim, Sadi Sim, and Sadi Chet. It's also in the Gemara and Zvachim, Sadi Zayin, it's also in Chulin, many places. That we ask a kvela, Umin v'sheino mino, avlina batar taima, we go after the town, we go after the tefillah, the expert who knows what they're doing, they taste it, and according to Rashi, it could be any person, the Rambam. So if you ask any person to taste it, why don't we check with Hatagavar to check if there is going to be taste or not? Why do we bother having a klal? Why does Chazal sit and make a principle and then have argument back and forth in our Gemara, Shach v'Tariah, from our Mishnah? Just say it's simple. Every person on their own should figure it out. So why don't we do that? Why in Shulchan Aruch does the Shulchan Aruch come and pask and the Rishonim all pask and figure out what we're going to do in case of Tata Gavr? Why don't we have the principles of Kfeva? That's the question for now. We're going to save them sort of for the end, but let those questions sort of sink in as we sort of get through. And I have seven subtopics. I'm trying to figure out exactly what the case is, what are the parameters that make Tata Gavr work and not work, when do we apply, when do we not apply. And through going through the svaras, I think we'll understand better Tata Gavr, how it works. The most exciting one to me is the seventh one. The seventh one is the Shita of Aruch HaShulchan, and how he believes it's only when you have the same volume of the two items, the top one and the bottom one, then we can contrast them, and then we can talk about Tata Gavr. Otherwise, we say we go by majority. His Shita is extremely interesting and important, and he's motivated by the particular problems of the sugya of the Messiah. It doesn't seem to always be true that, let's say, we follow Tata Gavr like Shmuel. It doesn't make sense. Imagine if 10 ounces of hot boiling liquid fall on a tiny gram of meat. You think that 1 gram of meat that's cold is going to cool down the 10 ounces of 200 degree water. So the talking Ella, obviously weren't wrong, but we have to explain that talking about Shabbat B'Shabbat. The Willig has an Amorchai and an Ishirim. He likes that sheet, and I'm actually passing like that even. In fact, the article I wrote in 20 pages is to try to show that I think, although with all due respect to the Aruch HaShulchan, Avrani Tacharagla, but that's not, I think, the Shita of the Rishonim or Acharonim, although we'll see some who do say it. But I tried collecting certain Rishonim and Acharonim that show that it's definitely not the case. And then the last piece is going to be about my original question, how does Tata Gavr work with Messias? Or not with Messias. The first section is, what's the case? And this is sort of just more technical, but it actually gets to some svaras. Are we talking about liquid into liquid? Are we talking about a solid into liquid, or the opposite, or two solids even? Okay, that's a question that the Achronim definitely debate. It's pretty clear, let's say, I'm just skipping to the Brice at the very end of the sugya, where it has the Tani Yidot, the most clear one at the very end, in the fifth wide line, it has Buzz Rotash and Abel Tosolos Rotash. You have meat, hot meat falling into hot milk, and then the Gemara gives the opposite cases, like Sonin, okay, so on and so forth, the hot and the cold and the hot, and applies the rules of Shmuel. But it's very obvious you can have one hot and one cold. And that's Paskin Shulchan Aruch in source 4, that's the Paskin all the Poskin. What would be if there is, so let me make that very clear, if something is liquid into something solid or solid into liquid, that's Poshet, Barur, that we do have such a thing as Tata Gavr, we could discuss, okay? And now, what about if it's just two solid items? Is that obvious in the Gemara? Not particularly obvious, because all the cases the Gemara has, the first case was Natav Mirozo. It's a liquid, it seems to be a liquid, although the Mordechai in Chulin, regarding whether or not you're going to use Klipa or Nefila, he says that could be more, since it's just a small amount, you treat it like a Yavish. But that's really not in the context of our discussion. He's discussing with the Baal HaTosfos on 9 Hay, on the Beis, and very much in Chulin deal with this, how much a flea, how far the flea penetrate. The next one is also Rotev into Solet, a solid or liquid, the Shemen on the Shemen of Truma, on the Korban Pesach, and then the next, all the Gemara. At this point, I don't have any clear proof that has to do with solids. I could just say the Gemara is only talking about liquid into solid or solid into liquid, that's it. The Prima Gadim takes it for granted. He says that from the Shah and the Raman in Kofay, in the first two sources, that definitely is true, that there is Tata Gavr. It's going to be a nafkamina when something is fatty. Imagine you have something below that is fatty, not kosher meat, on top of something that's kosher meat, and the shaila is, if the top one is hot, so we're going to say that the bottom one is only going to have the ability to penetrate up to a klipa, because Tata Gavr, the top one, is cold, the top one is hot, the bottom one's cold, it's only going to go a klipa no more. However, if the bottom one's hot, then it's going to go even further, and if it's fatty, we hold Afilav Rosh Oz, know that fat can go upward against gravity and sit the whole way. That's the Prima Gadim. That's basic Kashas and Shulchan Aruch. The Meiri, I think, might have a different shita, and challenge me along the entire way. I'd love to hear comments as we're going. I mean, Erie, I think it's verse 3, implies slightly differently, perhaps, because he says, on the Mishnah, describing the discussion of flee, nothing me wrote all charis of chazar lovi, tol makomo, charis of tamar, imbo, iser, misad asal, shu, osra, misad shu, also is flee, mahmud avar acher. That's why it's only going to be, the charis is only going to be klipa as opposed to nitiyu. Al basar babasar, iasher, labasar, chab, lo rotev, that's based on Shitas Rashi right over here, and Tosis also. I know this. They're dealing with that question of flea. How far does flea go? The two sheets in the Rishonim just make it clear is either Nitil or Klipa. But when the Rashi and Tosis are apologizing for the Shitas that say usually it's a Klipa, and so it's an Eri, but here it's Nitila, it's Mavur in our Mishnah because it's a fatty sort of item. Okay, he calls it Rotev, but either way, that's why it goes a little further than Nitila. Klipa goes all the way to Nitila. That's not our topic. But he says that's all about Basar with Basar. Dvar me'el kulam b'shneim yavishim. That's two dry items. Avamayech, amayem lach, amayem yavish, avay yavish, l'tokha lach, avay yavish. L'shin nevel avram shkol. The presentation is that there is no case of salad and salad in which you'll have a machlok avram shkol. The case of salad and salad, we can discuss what you do with flea, what's the halacha there. But no difference if they're side by side, one on top of the other, one on the top on top, the bottom on top, it makes no difference in the Yuri's world. That's a simple reading of the Eri. It could be he just thought that that's not the normal nafkamina, like what I was saying with the shachas patty piece. Okay, and that's why he thought, in most cases, there's no nafkamina. But in a hanami, if you found me a nafkamina, it would be the same, it's halakhically the same. Fat is equal to rotev and rashba and shulchan aruch, so it's really the same thing as a solid wood. Any thoughts on that? Okay, otherwise, let's keep playing forward. So,
if this works, I just summarize something. It doesn't.
Yeah. The next main topic is this. What about liquid and liquid? That was actually really unclear in our Gemara or in any of the Gemaras. The Gemara in Shabbos and Mabez and Aleph, you don't actually have to read it there. You could. I summarize the Prima Gadim in number 10 summarizes it. If you, this is not our sugya, so I'm just going to go through very quick story. Mabez and Aleph says that where you have a drinking glass of tafel, so there that's a cordon motion shown of a klisheni. You could put things into a klisheni. Water can go into a klisheni, and even the other way around, you can pour hot liquid from even a klirishon into cold liquid. And that's the Gemara that we need. And Rashi says, why is that? Oh, tata gavur. So he says, wait a second, tata gavur? Yeah, it's true. But first of all, it's a machlokas. How can you have a brisa according to Shmuel, and the Gemara never mentions it as a kashan rav? The Gemara should say something over there. It should be like a time to say to Shmuel or something. That's a little odd. Okay. Second question is, even according to Shmuel, the Gemara says, Anam yakir le bala purta. So it's going to cause a bliya of a klipa. So what is Rashi talking about? Since you hold half a cover, you can pour the hot into the cold. So he's bothered with those kashas. So he says, oh, actually, it goes by whatever is meruba, whichever amount of liquid is more, that's what wins. It doesn't matter if it's the top one or the bottom one, you just look in the jar. That's the sheet that we're being talking about in the places there in Shabbos. And the third sheet is the sheet of the Rashba. The Bechlal doesn't make any sense to talk about Tata Gavur in this context, and because when we're talking about two liquids mixing, there's no, his language is when there's a kilua pouring. Let me see if I have it in the course. I have it in number 6. In a famim mit arvim mit tochen elam makin alem b'kiluchon. When you have a liquid onto a solid, they're hitting it. There's either a pressure or a hit. We'll talk about what that is. But that's when you have Tata Gavur, when one hits upon the other. However, when there's a mixture, it doesn't make any sense. It's always tough to govern. There's no, like, one overpowering. It's a new thing. That's Shitas Rashba. And Tur and, oh, sorry, Tur is a big machlokas, but that's Shitas the Rashba, Ran, Ritva, Chalmai Svar. And Tosis in Sachem Dav Mem, which I haven't done. But that's, in the Shulchan Aruch, he, so to say, is really unclear. He just says, Mutter to Pur, the hot, the cold onto the hot. And he doesn't explain why. And most of this you can see in the Prima Gadim, who like summarized it for us in his Hakdamah to Sadi Tai with Malicha and all the notes in time halacha there. He says this Simas Shulchan Aruch first sounds like it's like the Rashba, like Rashi, that everything is mutter. It doesn't matter if it's liquid and liquid, it could even be solid and liquid. We should just follow Shmuel, and it's always going to be mutter. I tell you to have a kasha, okay. One kasha, we have a price like Shmuel. Okay, it should cost. They brought me another price like Shmuel. The Gemara and Shas are welcome to be so same whichever they want. So it happens to be the Gemara and Shas didn't bring that. That's not a problem. Number two is it has a bliya of Kalipa. Read the Gemara very carefully. This is part of the entire big discussion of everything of Adam Yakirle. I can find it. It has Anam Yakrele Balapurta. Let me find it first so I can read it. Kiva Dacham Mivla Amashag Le Klippa. No. It's Anam Yakrele Yashrele Balapurta. He says Balapurta, not the Bashal Purta. Says the Prima Gadim that when the Gemara says Anam Yakrele Balapurta, it means there's a Bliya, there's no Bishal. So we have a Shabbat, all we care about is Bishal. Was there a Bishal? No, there's no Bishal, therefore it should be Mutter. For Shabbos, the fact that there's a klipa, it just means there's a bishop, a bliya there, there's no bishop. We'll get to soon that is absolutely machlokas rishonim, the Rashba, not even necessarily Rashba, but Rashba, Ravinatan, there's a big machlokas on how to understand this. A lot of the Balitals see this Gemara and take it for granted, it's the same thing, bishop and bliya, but we'll get to soon, in the world of Yerun. So that's the two questions we could potentially answer. He says, oh, geshmak, now you can put hot and, hot solid onto liquid even in Shulchan Aruch's world in Shabbos, and that should be mutter because we pass Shmuel, and everything besides the klipa is not cooking, and even the klipa is only belia, is not cooking, mutter on Shabbos, big kula. However, Prim Gadim says at the very end, Nora Nefleti, he's amazed, the Magen Rav don't say that. He's more master. He says the hot meat, the cold milk is usher. And he's wondering what he means against the Gemara. He has what to say. The Chazanish, Beis Meir, many others, and the Beis Meir accepts the Prima Gadim. The Mishnah Berurah says on top, in the inside, like the Magen Avraham, in the Sharzin, he references the Beis Meir. But the Pashup Shad is, we are Choshesh that there is such a thing as the Klipa cooking up to, there is such a thing. We are worried about the Chazanish has more Svaras. We'll give by Gush, and we'll give more Svaras soon. However, put everything together, I want to know, what do we draw out of this for our topic of Tata Gavra, liquid and liquid, okay? Is there Tata Gavra liquid and liquid? Rashi was talking about water and water, and he had no problem with that. So he also had no problem, but Esen talking about Tata Gavra, it's just that he said Rashi Shita using Shmuel and Nakamara also just doesn't work out, but the Esen there's no problem. Rashi is like almost a very fundamental thing. It doesn't make sense to talk about Tata Gavra in that context. And the Bir Halacha, in terms of like the Halacha and that's it, in Shulchan Aruch, the Bir Halacha brings the two days between Tosus and the Rashba, and he's machmer both ways on any derech or shayla. But that's the important question about what do we say about liquid and liquid. It seems to be a machlokas Tosus, the Rashi and Tosus versus the Rashba. In terms of the Halacha, that's not going to be particularly clear. However, the majority of Achronim, I think, are on the side that of the Rashba in learning. And the Prima Gadim concludes that way also, because in source 7, 8, and 9, I bring them in the Magen Avraham, who is explaining Shulchan Aruch there. The Prima Gadim has a problem with the end of the Magen Avraham, but the beginning of the Magen Avraham, he explains what's going on in Shulchan Aruch. He says, Shulchan Aruch is talking about, Yiroi wears liquid in liquid. That's why it's mutter in Shulchan Aruch. You can't put tavel inside an ilfus. That would be cooking, because that is... Because even if it's hot onto cold, because it's gonna after up to sleep. That's 7 in the Magen Avraham. Miklir yishon mutter laro tochamayin solnir v'tachon gover al yin v'tachon aval agav de'otter laro tavlin. That's from a klir yishon. Hot water onto cold tavlin. That's also. However, here it's mit arvin. Then he gives you like the marmakos, which are really confusing because he tells you, oh, look at the Tosfos and Shabbos and Tosfos and Pesachim, those are the different cheeses that argue with each other. So Master Shackle Prima Gadim basically say, well, you really need both to be made. That's basically, we're going to end up holding up the Rashba. Bir Halacha is not so convincing, we should thoroughly follow the Rashba. But my argument today is, if we follow the Rashba, we shouldn't use it by liquid and liquid. We shouldn't use Tata Gavra by liquid and liquid as long as there's a mixture. But it's a machlokas. I'm not going to be machlokas here.
What were you saying?
Am I getting
wrong? Cambridge
and Tony Wood, Magnum, Magnum, Yeah. Let me explain what it's talking about. So, I can't pour hot liquid onto cold tavlin. That's awesome. Because we say, Iri is mevashkade klipa. Okay, davi klirishon. That's awesome. Halcha shiny. And it's mutter, because shemit arvin achamin vasun. It's like I can pour the hot liquid into cold liquid. And it's batel chamimotan. Kimja so nimberun. Okay, so I skipped those words. Those are important words. Those are words of Tosfos. So that's why the master. I only brought the master shekel was really on the part that I want to highlight. But yes, master shekel does make. He says the Magen Rav Zero Days Tank will be the star of both seasons. We're going to be master for both Tosfos and for Shizur Rashba. I mean, in the Rishonim they didn't say what the Magen Rav said. Yes, but Magen Rav is saying you need both. So, you know, I shouldn't say at all that we should be machriya like the Rashi. Maybe we should be machriya like we need both kulas. We need both factors to be meikel. Okay? But what I would say is at least there is a machlokas on this question. And just to summarize it, solid, we have pashas and something governed, it's green and governed, the liquid and solid, look at that pashas of an arc. I did have, okay, we'll wait for Yerayim, we'll get back to him. The liquid and liquid, that's pretty pashas. It's not pretty pashas. Pretty complicated, but it seems to be machlokas rashba, there's no tatagavr, and Tosas, there is tatagavr, and Pertosas, who does go to the tatagavr, goes by majority. Okay, and the Aruch HaShulchan in Aruch HaYim Paskins like that, and as do others, that they say by liquid and liquid, tatagavr goes by majority, like Shifas Tosas and Shabbos Dav Mem Beis. One other sheet to mention, just like to get clear that there is some other sheet that we're like fighting against, it's in source 5, Darkei Tshuva says, the Mikdash Melech HaMezohar says, there is tatagavr even by liquid and water. Okay, but he has no makor for that. Now, any questions on the first section? I just wanted to like summarize this, that we basically have tatagavr solid and liquid, or solid, liquid and liquid, Tash just has something else going on with it. Okay? I brought two smarters. The Rashba is that he has to be mikaleach and hitting on one spot. It's not concentrated, just very quick. And the Chavetz is it's fundamental that it's like a whole unit, all the liquid that it came in into. So you can't say that the ha is going to cool down, it's going to heat up all the liquid because it became a new chafza. So it doesn't have time for one to like heat up the other. It's a new thing. It's too much to heat it up. Okay, majority, I'll just say it very quick. It's very exciting, but we'll wait for another time. Mishabura Chazanish, or whatever, Chazanish versus not sure who, but do you go by, when we say Merubin, does it have to be 51%? Or does it mean, it really depends on the temperature. So the Chazanish says it absolutely does not depend on percentage, it depends on, like, temperature. So that, to me, is going to be very confusing. We'll get back to the Chazanish later in the Chabur. Okay? Now, I wanted to introduce this next topic, which is, I think, a little bit more meaty. Okay? Question is, Rabbi Yaros asked me this a while ago at some point. There's two questions that the Achronim ask on Rav. Rav holds Ilo Gavr, the top one, wins out of the bottom one, and the Gemara in the question presumes, and throughout the Gemara here, sounds like it has the power to convert and make the bottom one whatever the top one was. For example, what Jonah gave the shiur last week on was, it says Bishma for Rav that he holds Ilo Gavr Rishum Yidol Mekomal the Ozel Rotem Martech Leil Charis Hader Charis Martech Leil Rotem. Okay, one can heat up the Rotem goes to the wall, heats it up, now the wall rebounds and heats up the Rotem. Okay, and just in terms of that's the Gemara. So says the Achronim the question: how for Rav are you ever going to have klishim? Imagine you have something hot going into a cold pot. Shouldn't we say, perhaps, that the hot food going to the klishini will now make the klishini hot, and then the klishini will rebound and cook the food. And now it won't be a klishini anymore. This pot that used to be klishini will now be like a klishini. Everybody understand the question, what the question means? Or answers or questions on the question?
That would depend on your liquid and liquid question, though.
I want to put away liquid for the moment, and I meant, let's say, here, a solid into a liquid, or a liquid onto a solid, or really with either there's food in the pot, or even an empty pot. Imagine liquid into an empty pot. Yeah, so with that, and once I go back to that machlokas, I always want to like be talking about a solid and a liquid, there's always posture. Yeah. Okay, that's the question. Any answers, any thoughts? Okay, so this question posed by...
Liquid's going to mix.
Oh, okay, fine. Let's make it even simpler. If it's an empty clay. Imagine it's an empty clay. But even, let's say, without an empty clay. I want to say, even when there's food in there, I don't think it matters to this question, but if you have it, even with food in there, it will interact with the food before it gets to the clay, but maybe it should make that other food hot.
Okay,
that's a whole different question. That's not the way the Achronim asked it.
Okay.
They asked, I think, with just the clay.
With the clay?
Just with the empty clay.
The empty clay.
The Okay, the Klefi, and that's one half of the question. The other half of the question is, in Hilchos Shabbos, this is the one that Danny asked a while ago, was why don't we say, if you're Rav, a big, big kula. You could take uncooked food and throw it into a hot Kli Rishon off the fire, let's say, just to be safe. And it should be mutter because Ela Gover, the cold food, the uncooked cold food, I'm tossing into Kli Rishon, should cool down my Kli Rishon. Now my Kli Rishon should be cold and it won't cook my food. Just like the Gemara here says that, you know, Ela Gover means the hot thing is mamish turning the cold thing into hot, so we should say the cold thing is the sun in the hot item. Here's the question. Okay, that's the question that should be mutter in Hilchos Shabbos, and why would that? Maybe it is true. It's very extremely unlikely. It's a Mishnah that is also to put the tavlin into the Ilfus that there are Mishnayos and Brises and Gilgul Habetza Al Gabe Hachol. There are examples in the Gemara: cold egg onto a hot sandwich. Also, it's Chayiv. It's also Midaraisa. Pretty clear Gemaras that seem to indicate that for everybody's also to make them all against Shitas Rav would be Docha. We would not be so excited. Any thoughts on those questions before I dive into what the Achronim have on those? Okay. Here's the answers. B'kitzur. The place, maybe for time's sake, I'm going to be makatzer in what he's going to say. Maybe I'll try to be ma'arif on it later. The place comes out when it's nistach. Nistach, luach. I definitely want to be ma'arif on the idea. Irosh and nistach and not nistach. But hold on a moment, we'll do that later. But he says, when it's Nifsach, so then the whole discussion of Rav and Shmuel doesn't apply. Rav and Shmuel is talking about mostly when it's a direct low Nifsach Kiluach. But if it be Nifsach, then the whole bets are off, then it doesn't actually hit it up. And therefore, Kishmanach, now we can have a cliche for Rav, because we can talk about we're talking about a hot item going to a cold pot. It's not going to, if it's detached, and this not means detached, a stream of water pouring out your own urn for one moment, so it's detached, so then we're going to say it doesn't have the power to do anything to this cliche because it's nisach. Okay, it's only when it's low nisach as opposed to when it's nisach. Okay, does that make sense? We're going to get back to that term, it's a very weighty term in Yoredeya and in Shulchan Aruch. Slach has a whole different approach, which is very gishmak. It relates to Tyler as one of the, and Jonah asked a question just in Tosfos that Tosfos brought up in Tosfos Bishma that the shvud should also serve as not just the road of going back and forth between the wall, but the shvud should also cook things. The food, the Pesach, corn Pesach should heat up shvud. The shvud then should come back and cook the Pesach and should be possible. So you should always need an atila, can I get the shvud? So that's a lot of corn Pesach you're throwing in every single year. According to, he says that according to Rai, Ela Gover, we'll talk about what about for Shmuel. But the Gemara, choices, the answers are not so geshmak. He says, well, maybe it doesn't get so hot inside, or maybe eight doesn't get so hot. So the question is, do we find that in your day? Do we find that in any other place in the Rishonim or Achronim or in the Gemaras or Shulchan Aruch land? The answer is we basically don't, and the Slach calls it the Dochas, but yet he says, this is all a Havamina. Either it's not true for Shmuel, that's what the meat. The Neil Shmuel, in the back in the Achron says, but the spot of the entire Gemara is only the Havamina. When we get to the Maskana, we don't need to say this Svara. I'll read the second underline. If he said, Nuchal Omer, Sha'akam lo kamrin, da'adr m'cheres m'artach l'rotev, v'avur z'an, v'shrich l'avur kol do'cha, sh'kaz v'toiz v'kam v'chalik, bin eitz v'dvar achar, alfi ha'avamina, d'mar v'cheres v'rotech. Aval la Maskana, d'gam l'rav, v'min v'cheres v'rotech, Kedeli Nazan Kosher Tzitzis Shvud, Becharis Nenna Afilu Amrina Demar Below Nisla Kol Zarcha Vaaser Bishum Na Kadis Rishon Ana Lomar Shacharis Chozer Mar Tech Lerod. Okay. That once we're going to say in the end, we're talking about something hot. I'll have to go through it more slowly, carefully. If anybody wants to ask me, go ahead. But if we're talking about two things hot, we don't need to say any more this concept that one thing that's hot will heat up something cold and rebound and cook it again. That's true. That concept is not true lava. We don't need to say that for Ela Gover or for Water Tuck. Okay, that's just getting out. Therefore, you don't. My question doesn't get off the ground. Why for Rav is there ever a cliche? Because there's no such concept that something heats up the other. The interaction between the two items is true. You know, which one wins, the top or the bottom. But beyond that, it doesn't have further reactions. Yeah, please. You know what? Maybe I'll do it one more time because I have time. Let's do it. Let me do it proper. First underline, he says, the Marsha is bothered in the Tosfos. Anyway, I want to go through this Tosfos, so I'll try to understand it. Tosfos says that when you have the Korban Pesach on the Shmud, we say that the Korban Pesach should heat up the Shmud, and the Shmud should go back and heat up the Korban Pesach, possible, just like the Rotev against the Paris and back, should possible. That's Tosfos Kasha. The Marsha says, wait a second, why don't we also say this for Shmuel? Just, why is the Kasha on Raz? That's the Kasha the Marsha has on Tosfos. We'll talk about soon, four answers, if we get to, in the Achronim, on this Marsha. But, the Slach has his own idea. Hiksha Marsha, I'm going just from the beginning. Hiksha Marsha, Rish Kudur, Tokha Bezach, Lam, Tov, Yish, Bevoz, Lamala, Mish, Kudur, Lamad, Imen, Im, Gein, Lam, Eksha, Dach, Lam, Nom, Rai, Kudur, Dover. Why did he decide to pick on Rav? It's a good gosh, and Shmuel too. The Pesach, I have the pictures, but basically for, creativity sake, you could say is roasting like this. There's half above and half below. So the mela, some of it's yellow, some of it's papa too. That's the shayla of the Marsha. The Slach says, well, he knew that in Rabbi Amrini, you look over with the governor. The two foods interact and make the other one hot. That's true. Does it have a second reaction to then make other things hot? Who ever heard of that? Now, you might tell me that's a Gemara. How could he say such a thing? That Tal Gavar only means, or Ilah Gavar only means to make it have the power to heat up one thing and not the other. He says, well, Shmuel might not say that. Shmuel might only say it goes one step and not two steps. The Gemara has something in Rav. Okay, it's Rav. Shmuel and Rav totally disagree with each other the way their Tal Gavar and their Ilah Gavar work. Ilah Gavar is super powerful. It can go a million steps. And for Shmuel, it goes two steps, and one step. So he says, well, Masham Rukan le Rav, Hoverchir, the Rotev, Mitzabe, Meach Macheret, Hanel, Mandamar, Yilu Gavr, Amogel, and the Cherson, Ene, Ake, Korach, Srizan, Anu, Lamar, Shiachol, Api, Ligros, Ligrom, Shizu, Yivas. So far, Rav holds that Svara, that's a Gemara, but, Mandamar, Tata, Gavr, Chachir, Mayr, Bechir, Sataha, and Ki, In, Anu, Chayim, Lamar, Shizeh, Gover, Yigvor, Kolkach, Bolcham, Chavir, Shiachol, Shuk, Lavash. For Shmuel, anyway, the Gemara says the only way to make any sense is to say that it's Rotech, so therefore you never hear that he has to hold that Svar. Kishma, good. Okay, we weasel away out of the Marshal's question. But then he says, furthermore, according to Rav, this entire concept of things rebounding is only, I think it should really say Charis Sonin, but is only according to Havim. I want to either make a Girsa or I'm going to put that word on hold for what it means. We're going to say the Maskana of that for Rav is talking about something Roteah to avoid Tosfos Kasha. To avoid Tosfos Kasha, okay. I'm not sure 100% what he means over there, but the say Sofim brings, I could, not on this spot, but the Svara, maybe there's only a Svara of Rav, things rebounding when there's one contrast, one thing is hot, one thing is cold, but if they both start cold and they both become hot over time because they're both in the oven at the same time, there's no Bechlal discussion of one thing becoming possible because of Sli Machmat Avraha. Sli Machmat Avraha means something heated, an external heat came in possible. But if it's internal, the fire heated up their shpud with the korban pesach. Not a problem. So the shpud is roteach. For Rav, then maybe Tosfos wouldn't be bothered so much. And once Rav has said, anyway, person then afilu amrin is amari below nisa kol zarcho, azur mishav noa, kati shurchan anu lomar shacharis, chozer amari tach lo rotev, im lo keim lo nesa rotev, shurchozer al pesach shuv nisa kol zarcho, ela korcha, hadur charis, amari tach lo nesa machmat shu nisa min charis, once we zachinu lecher sorteh gam rav mokin lebiroteh shuv lo kasha mishpud. Okay, you know what? You have me. I have to explain more of the words more properly. But basically, once you get to the maskana, it's no longer necessary. Once rav says lecher sorteh, so we don't have to say that the pshat in the Mishnah is because one thing rebounded. Okay, that's basically the one that over here. Sure, hopefully another day I'll learn it better and be able to explain it better, but any other questions so far on this? Summarizing 13, just to move on, we have the Chasam Soivri, Yehuda, Chavos Das, who have a very similar approach between them, that Kli Rishon versus Kli Sheni fundamentally are distinct by Zvanos Mechamos and Zvanos Mekaros. Walls that stay are hot, heated by a fire and stay that hot, and walls that are not. And maybe Rav only meant that it's only heated up for the moment that it's in contact. But the question is, what happens after that first moment of contact? Then it returns back to being cliche because the walls were cold. So in other words, if I had something hot fall into a cold pot, doesn't necessarily mean that pot's going to stay hot. For the moment of contact, how much bleas or bishul happened on that moment, and that interaction, we can discuss how to cover or ilagover. And maybe it's true ilagover in that moment. It'll heat it up in that second. But afterwards, there'll be a cliche. When after it lands, there'll be a cliche. That's what that's where I want to answer. Okay, what I really wanted to get to, and not really want to get to, but just to help me organize the sugya, after we do the now up to the third section, just to summarize, we have lots of svaras going on in the sugya of Tosa Gavra to sort of qualify it, and I made some sort of chart to organize which factors impact when there's going to be a blia or a bishul. So the shava, if you held the Aruch HaShulchan, this particular kasha of cliche for Rav, how do you point it? It's not a kasha. If you learn like the Aruch HaShulchan, you can answer a lot of kashas with it. This is one of them. Because now, if you think like the Aruch HaShulchan, I'll tell you where you find a cliche, where the pot is bigger than the item that's falling inside. This item is falling inside. Small. So we know what Shava B'Shava, what he would say. And if you look at the math, well, that's pretty easy. The timing, we're going to put over here, put the so fair. If we only look at the timing for the very moment when they interact. That's what determines when you think ilagover, tatagover. And you need time to create a bishul or a blia, and that's when klisheni is relevant. Is how high is something or path. I made this chart at some point. So I didn't put anyway for that. Down all the way to the other end, the rishon shiny. This is the fun of Chamos, Karos, idea in the Chavos Das, which I just like bundled together with the Chazor before, but we'll hopefully get back to him. He is not the same exact thing as the other Achron. Okay? I'll do him right now in the third subsection. Question from the third point is, what about Kli Rishon for Rav? When do we ever have that? How does that make sense? Same problem, because I should be able to put cold food into hot food, a great food like Hilchos Shabbos. Which is obviously not true. So the Karen says, I got it. This is in source 17. Or see the Chalik, I can leave it at Rav, Ilagovers. You know, Ella Emma, Isra, Hetzer, Shavuot, the Kamalus. Says the Karen Ora, I'll tell you. You know why it's Usher to put things inside? It's only, we only need to tell the governor if they're equal. If they're not equal, well, then the bottom one can win. So I put 1 gram of cold food into 10 ounces of hot food. Well, that's going to be cooking. That's the Karen Ora. Then the Karen Ora says, actually, well, that was a good svara until I read the Gemara. In Yerik, he misogged the Pesachim. Like everybody else in my understanding that learned our Gemara, it's black and white against the Aruch HaShulchan. But maybe one day we'll try to figure out what the Aruch HaShulchan meant. But if the Aruch HaShulchan is right, then we have an answer. 18, the Piskei Rid was bothered by this kasha too. He was bothered by it as well. And he says, Beferish in the first underline, why the Chalabim wasn't Reuben? That doesn't make any sense to distinguish between a little bit and a lot. So he says, well, the pshat is, it depends on the timing. When we're talking about Rav and Shmuel, they're talking about Tom. Miyadu notin Tom. Bleed happened quickly. Avli Shalosha Harbe is totally the opposite of what anybody will talk about other Achronim, but the Achronim have the opposite conception and probably a little halacha. But when it comes to Bishol and Shabbos, he says, that takes time. Notin Tom is one moment. Sorry, not nobody has, but there's a big discussion on this point. How long do blias take? Do they take 1 moment or do they take time? He says the question about Kli Rishon for Rav is pretty simple. Because if you put something cold in something hot, will there be a bishul? No, there's not going to be a bishul on Shabbos. There's not going to be a bishul for Korban Pesach. But that takes time. But you want to know is there going to be a bliya? A bliya is a media. So Rav and Shmuel are talking about a bliya immediately, but for Hilchos Shabbos, if you leave it there for a long time, it's going to be awesome. Okay? Pnei Shul also has this answer. This is brought in others as well, who were mechavis of the rib. Okay? Then we have the rib's other answer, who's very geshmak, is that the rib's second answer is when he's like boiling rod and rib. Now this, hopefully, if you want, we'll get into it. If not, we'll skip it. The rib's second answer, 19, is that rod and only argue when it's always like hot and cold. And that's why roteach and something hard. So I mean, roteach has the ability to cook even in the situation of going cold and going hot for rod, or the opposite for Shmuel. That's the shita of the rid. It's a very interesting idea. It reminds us of probably Yad Nichlis, but for the Chacham Chodim in a cliche. It reminds us of that sort of topic. It's a big literature. Maybe I'll get to later. Any interest in that, or let's keep moving. Okay. Another day. The Pnei Yeshua gives an answer that the exact sort of opposite Svara. You can't compare Isser Shabbos, which depends on Bishul, to other Blios, because Rav Shmuel only talking about Isser Behetzer, Blios, and let me say it better. When we're talking about Iru, we're talking about Tatagavar, the only concern in Tatagavar is a Blio. But it's not going to create Bishul for Hilchos Shabbos purposes. That's not going to happen. It's not going to be Bishul. So therefore, in Hilchos Shabbos, you want to know if there's Bishul. It's irrelevant what you think about in Ilagav. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Svara. It's very hard to lock your head around this Svara, especially because the Tzlach brings a Raya. It says it's very difficult to say like this. Because the Gemara says you're going to have cold into hot for Shmuel, plus the Bechalov, and it'll answer it. So he says, what's the chiddush of the second brisa? The first brisa of Rabbeinu Tam, he says, well, I'll tell you why. There's a chiddush that the Yosef Chalav is only derech bishul at the Torah when there's a bishul. So the second brisa is telling you there's derech bishul even when there's something with tocham. So that could have the potential to cook. So that's what's bothering others. And also Korban Pesach might be right, yeah. Let me try to understand what you're saying. The Pnei Yeshua Svara is when we talk about Shabbos, it's a question of result. We've changed something here. So you say, when we talk about Shabbos, we want to change it. Shabbos, we want to change it or not?
Shabbos is
changing, right? We've made a constructive act over here, as opposed to for Isser Hetzer. That's not the mice is not quite as important as. Okay, so even within the Derech Bishul of Shabbos versus the Bishul of Bazar Chalav, there's what's in the sandwich.
Right.
Okay, very good.
Is this different than
the Machlokes between the Rashi and the Shabbos? Excellent idea. For Tosfos, you can't say it's an Pnei Yeshua. I think Tosfos, we'll say it now because I don't know if one I'll get to it. Tosfos believes if you say Kli Mevashel on Shabbos, you also say it by Bosom Chalav, and there's not even a bliya. No. So they absolutely think that there's what to compare between these two different officials. Let me say further, Rabbi Nai thought about it. Besides the Tosfos, there's the Gemara, not in terms of Blios, Tosfos in terms of Blios, but in terms of Bishul, the Gemara in Chulin, it's Kofdalet or something on the base, says that we're talking about two people eating at the same table. The Gemara says, Derech Bishul Asa Torah, regarding Basar B'Chalav, And it says, for that, cliche in the Midrashim. So the Gemara used the exact same phrase we have in Shabbat Avman for that. So the fact that the Gemara was comfortable saying this bishul and that bishul, at least on that night, I'm trying to, I'm not talking about bleas. I'm saying, Misad, what's the definition of bishul in Hilchot Shabbat and Bot Shulchan? I think I'm the same definition of bishul. That's what I'm trying to say. In terms of bleas, that's a different point. Yes.
Bot Shulchan has both factors, the direct level and the derechanon.
Yes.
So there could be the fact that
Gemara,
by love
lover,
doesn't mean it would
carry over time,
right?
All I'm trying to say is the Pnei Yeshua came and said our Gemara is only relevant to Blias. It's not relevant to Bishul.
Right.
I know the Slach doesn't believe so, because the Slach says, you see, our Gemara is also a Bishul thing, because Bas Ruchal, to have a derisa Bas Ruchal, has to have Bishul. No, it's not clear. That's how he wants to learn. I think there's a very clear rise. The place he brings Bli, a different point is by Sli Machot Aver Acher. The Sli is not talking about Blias at all. The Gemara is irrelevant to Blias. The Yad Yehuda jumps on this. This doesn't make any sense. The Gemara is not talking about Blias. The Gemara is talking about Sli. To create Sli, you need to have Ela Gubber create Sli. That's how I think there's what they ask on the same show. Maybe I got it. Yeah. We're talking about that one again. Okay. Other answers to summarize this quickly. Rabbeinu Tam says, well, for Rav, it'll be also to cook in a Klirishim because it cooks up to Klipa. The Yad Yehuda says, Geshmak, it's only their Rabbanon. Who said it is their ice in the first place? Maybe for Rav, cooking on Shabbos, most of the time, both the fires always their Rabbanon. But come on, it's Yerushalmi too. Taka the Ramban talks about this. There is such a Shita. But the idea says maybe that is only Shita's Rav. Anyway, the Chavos Das goes to his Mahalach, it goes by the Defanos. Maybe we'll Mimarach a different day, or another minute if we have more time. To put that together, we have over here that Chavos Das really says everything depends on the wall. And the thing I show is when we split the ambush. Okay. I'm gonna give it a shot just to before to explain the Chavos Das, but within the context of what this next fourth topic is of Iroi Shenifak and regular Iroi. So and it's gonna hopefully explain the place he's there, the Chavos Das is there, and everybody else in between. Okay, what do we say about Iroi? Does Iroi cook or is Iroi not cook? There's a machlokas we know, Rashbam. Doesn't cook, if we're cliche, we have Rabbeinu Tam that cooks. Rabbeinu Tam originally was quoted as saying it cooks kulo, completely. And you could kashir, he explained Yosef Suvelin's poem about Hilchos Pesach with the Iroi, you can kashir Mamish Kli Rishon completely. So he says, I against our Gemara and Sokhon and Dev Ein Vov, that if you have hot on something cold, we pass in Shmuel, Adam Yakir Lebala, Purta, it's going to be a little bit, it's not going to be completely. How does that make any sense? That's the kasha they have in the Rabbeinu Tam. And you have two approaches to that question. One is to say, you're right. I didn't mean to say kula, I meant klipa. That's Rabbeinu Tam himself in Sefer Yosher and other Tosas. Yeah, the different Tosas quote Rabbeinu Tam differently. So Rabbeinu Tam sometimes is quoted as saying, yes, that's a great question. I only meant to quote klipa. So the Rishbam, it does nothing. We have Rishbam zero, but Rabbeinu Tam klipa. There's a third sheet, though, as we said before, Rabbeinu Tam says kulo, Tosaf in Zvachim himself, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam as admitting to the kasha, but he says, you could have answered the kasha as the difference between Iroi and Iroi Shalonifta. Rabbeinu Tam sheet said that Iroi cooks, the kulo, is on Iroi Shalonifta. A straight stream, that's not connected. Kurishan has been Kurishan 100% kulo. However, it's Nifta, then Argamar is correct. Okay, that's how they square up this Gemara. You can ask, what did Rishbam do with our Gemara? Our Gemara is the fair, said it cooks a little bit, up to Klipa. So Rishbam says there's a difference between Bliyas and Bishul. It doesn't have Bishul up to Klipa, it has Bliyas up to Klipa. That's how he reads our Gemara, and that relates to what Dani was running from the Rash. But yes, there are many Rishonim that would distinguish, and it seems to be a machlokas of Rabbeinu Tam, Rishbam, whether or not you could split between Bishul and Bliyas. This couple. Okay? So that's, in a nutshell, they bring like four or five rayas. The main rayas for the topic of Iroi come from Zokam Sadihayim Faith, the Iro the Tochal Minayim, and you have to do a Marikim Shifa, Tamalomar Chayashayashay Shushelbo, Bo is to teach you even Iroi in Torquan, and that's the psak that we hold like. So doesn't that show Iroi cook? I mean, the Mara says no. The Rishonim debate that it could be that Marikim Shifa are a little different. Okay, Marikim Shifa is there, so it works a little differently. Because we have a pasuk. It could be we have a pasuk here and doesn't Megala anywhere else. Okay, that's not right. Another day, maybe there's the Artach Nava, the end of Odozara, and Gimel, and that you can kash with the Eroi back and forth, Das and Manbez and Shabbos, places have in several places this range of opinions about how to look at Eroi. What comes in the Shulchan Aruch is not Rishbam, is not Rabbinic, not only Rabbinic Tam, and not the Bali Tosa that holds Kulo. We have some amalgamation of opinion somewhere that seems to be, let's say in the Shach world, that doesn't fit to any Rishon. That's what really the place to come. That's what people work on very hard, is that we pass in first in Shulchan Aruch and Ramad, Simen Sadi Chad, and Simen Kof Hay, and Sadi Al, like Rabbinic Tam, that Irikun Mevashel, Irishal Nifakaki Luach, or Rabbinic Tam, that it's Mevashel Kani Kli. That's the Shita that we follow in the Shulchan Aruch world. However, once it's Nifak, we say, says the Shach, and Simen Kof Hay says Kaf and Hay, that it's Mavliya Kedei Klipa. Look, it's a Gemara over here in Sa. Then he could be belay a little bit. So the idea, who the Chazon Ish, everybody gets upset with him, he says. And Taka, the Chazon Ish points out that the Ramah Shita is not like that. The Ramah Shita is, in fact, Irishin of the Kalocha zero. But he says, well, you have to be clear, says the Yadmud. If you're following the Shita of Kulo, I understand you're going to have to come to a conclusion that distinguishes between Iroi and Nisak and Anisak, because you're pressured by our Gemara. Our Gemara says it can't be Kulo, so you push and you say, you know what, actually, I'm going to distinguish between Iroi and Nisak and Anisak. But in our world, we don't follow that Shita of Kulo. We follow the Shita of Klipa, when it's not Nisak. So now all of a sudden that's Nisak. Who said it goes down at all? There's no pressure from our Gemara to have to say that at all. Now, indeed, we do paskin. That's only like in terms of the Eshin, not Ram, not real. It's quoted in Ashkenazi late Rishonim and the Ramah that we do submit to the distinguishing. Even in the Madamar, it says Iroi is Kedei Klipa. But so then the Chazon Ish says, fine. So once you tell me there's such a distinction, you have to figure out where you can get it from. But why should it be anything? Maybe it should be Nifsak to zero. It shouldn't be even a Belia. That's what's bothering those after the Shach. Okay. So the place these Derek was, oh, the Maram came from these Kashas. Because Rashi doesn't make any sense if you don't make any distinctions. That's what the place he says. He knows how to answer the Kashas to distinguish between Nifsak and not Nifsak. That's the answer is the Kasha of the Klijani. That's what the place he did that to avoid that problem. Chavos Das, you know, no, Chavos Das, I'm not trying to answer that question over here. I'll save that for now. With that background in mind, going to source 25. We're going to do now the main topic of how much is cliche. I'll breeze through this if you stick with it. Here we go. The rest of the next 10 sources in 1 minute, 2 minutes. We have cliche in the Machloka, as we said before, of Rashba and Tosis. Does it have the ability to be Mavliya? The Gemara says Enam Vashel, but does that mean there's no Bliya Tosis, there's no Bliya, and Tosis and Rashba has two Gemaras, here's his Kasha. And Chet in Fulvah and other places. The question is the Marshal. The Marshal says, Klishini is Mavliya Kre Kulo. Says the Shach, I'm sorry, Marshal, on the top quotes that. It's against our Gemara. Our Gemara says Mavliya Kedei Klipa because it's cooling down. Adami Yaker Lem. Yaker is to cool down. Although there might be another shot in Yaker, like heavy Yakar. I don't know where that comes from. It could be this Taz quoting from Ezra Heter. I don't think that's where I said that. I don't know. But wait, I'm learning with Rashi is that Yaker is to cool something down. The shot says if as long as it's cooling down, it doesn't have so many Bliyas. That's why in our Gemara is only a Klipa. So for sure, if the Iroi is only a Klipa, then Klishini is going to be less than that, because it's further detached from the Klishini. How can you say Kulos, Marshal? He disagrees. Marshal is wrong. That's the Nekudas HaKasef argument. However, there are answers to this question. One of them is the Chavos Das. The Chavos Das says that fundamentally, Rav Shmuel can't be talking about anything where there's a Kli Rishon. When there's only a Kli Rishon, it breaks all the rules of Ila Gavar and Tata Gavar, because it has Devan Mechama. Devan Mechama defines something as a Kli Rishon, and just because you're going to give me some other external something cold, it's not going to cool it down, it's not going to change the temperature. In fact, it's the entire concept of Ila Gavar and Tata Gavar doesn't mean it's going to make anything hot or cold, it just means purely it's going to get blizzy. Just for example, Higaba Asmacha, that if you have something, a hot piece of meat, and something cold falls on top of it, does the bottom piece of meat all of a sudden become cold right away? Or better yet, the opposite. What are we paskin tata gavar? Hot piece of meat falls on something cold. He says, so now we paskin tata gavar. The bottom one that's cold makes the top one cold. Okay, so now I put something else on top of that steaming hot piece of meat. Well, it's not gonna do anything to it. It'll be mutter, it'll be zero because now it's cold. It'll be mutter on Shabbos. Or what if I even worse, if you hold like the Ramah, we won't get to this. There are more paskins even by kilim. You say, so the governor, the marshal says, you don't. But imagine, I take a boiling pot off the fire and put it onto a cold counter. Okay, that's the idea. Who's kasha? But let me make it even simpler without getting so far. A cold piece, a cold pancake. I take the hot, boiling hot pot of boiling noodles, put it on a cold pancake. And now, on Shabbos, I throw something uncooked into that pot. Is that official? It looks like to me, I read the temperature, still 210 degrees. Is that going to be no bliyas also? Because now it's tough to go. So how does that say it makes no sense to say it like that? And everybody says, why? Because of Anamachamah. Now, to me, it's a pella in the lundus, though, to say such an argument. Here's the thing. Hagam Asla and Nenu Roh, that's in most of his rides. Yeah.
You're
not going to help yourself when you have a
boiling hot piece of meat. That's the only thing. Say more. You're scalding hot steak on your pancake. Then you put something on the steak.
Yeah, his proof is from the Kli case, and then he's saying the proof in both cases. One of them is like, both of them are
it's the they're not. You can't drive in the pot. If the reason was the pot, then it would come out that if you.
Okay, yes, sorry. I conflated his two points. Yes, you're right. His one thing is, and that's how he's explaining for Rav, that's something else. Then he has a different one, the Halacha, which he says, everybody should accept the halacha that anything that's hot goes on cold. Only thing that we discuss with Ilagav and Tatagav is whether there's blia interaction between the two. Which one wins regarding that? Which one has the power to get blias? Which one doesn't? Which one's the koveya? Whether this is a scenario of blias or not a scenario of blias? However, it doesn't actually convert the other one to being hot or cold. I love the Chavos Das and like it explains a lot, but I don't think he's right in what the Rishonim is leaning to.
So what are you
going to
do? What are you going to do with the Kasha?
For the Haggadah Asacha questions like he has, they don't bother me at all. I would just say, the Rishonim and the Gemara were also aware of that Kasha. No one died by a Kasha. And we'll get to the end, some of the Messiah's Kashas. What do I do with them? For example, I'm skipping now because I just want to get to this point. 64, really. The Rashi says, Eliyom Mechamim Latasa, makes them Shnei Mechamim, Rabbeinu Chananel, Artach Lecheret, Nachacham Vacham, in the Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Iri, also Mechamim Lashemim. The bottom one making the top one hot. I don't think that Chavos Das is right in Rishonim. The Rashi says the same thing. He says it both directions. Bein Cham Zosonim Etzolim Etzacham, Tatagavar Ich, Tatacham, Kulo Azer, Mechamim Le'ila. It heats it up. It sounds like Metzias, and all these are shown. Now, just to be honest, it's not obvious like that. There are some indications. Otherwise, the Ram 68 says it's Kiyacham Otocham, not Cham Otocham, as some Rishonim did say, as they brought. The Beis Yosef gives an interesting nafkamina by the world of Naparnak. There is an actual difference between Kiyacham and Kiyacham, when you have Son Otocham, which is Lahalacha, and Cham Otocham. Regarding the Machmir, the Rivan on Naparnat, they distinguish between Hala and Bishal, and this is one of their distinctions from the tour. The Ra'ah also makes such a distinction because he says, Cham and Cham is Mamesh Kulo, Sonil Tokham, even though it's a little bit hot, then it only is Natila. So, Gishmak Shita, we don't follow But I was saying from the Rashba, Rabbi Nachman on the Erie, and Rashi, and Willig in his paper, he learns this way also. Not like the Chavos Das. In Mamish, factually makes it hot. Now, it probably takes time. That's the beginning of my answer. But I think my Matthias Kashas, I'm going to like wait till the end. I don't really have a good answer right now on the Matthias Kashas. The Urayim, he's a fan, he's a friend of our Aruch HaShulchan. I have 13 Rishonim HaFaron that disagree with Aruch HaShulchan over there. But I have friends also, none in the Poskim. I couldn't find any except for Willig, but in Rishonim that accepted Aruch HaShulchan. One of them is Urayim, and one of his reasons is exactly that. He accepts this oneness in Rashi. It's like half to heat it up, but it's just like, how you talking? Hey, if you talking lomer shabesim sonin yikar meya besim. If I have 100 besim hot, fall into one cold one. Like that one cold one's going to win over 100? Like, that's pretty awesome. Like, Rav Miyam Natin. But how does that work? Messiah. So the Urayim, in fact, I didn't bring it over here. It is, we'll find where I put it. 49. That's where I brought the really Urayim. So there, he says this board, I like the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says it to me more gishmak, and he answers some questions. Okay? Where did I get him off technically though? Okay. Let me summarize some more and then let's get ourselves moving. Here's a side point with Ambat. Not a side point. I think it highlights some important questions. When we were discussing that Gemara and Membez Ahmed Aleph in Shabbos, and the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch, when they talk about hot a safel, a hot drinking cup, and a ambati, a bathing container, they make a distinction. And as long as an ambati is really super hot, then it's also even to put water in there. So it says, what's the difference, klisheni, this klisheni, drinking klisheni, bathing klisheni, klisheni is klisheni. So it says maratam, no difference. However, the Rashba says, well, I'll tell you the difference. It heats it up a lot when we're talking about Nambati. It's extremely hot. That's what I thought. We're on the tour in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah sound like that. Rashba. Shlomo Zalman says, wait a second. You can heat something up to 100 degrees Celsius or Fahrenheit. You can 212. And that's it. Without changing the pressure like you can do in many other ways, pressure cookers or microwaves. But assuming you can't superboil something, it gets to 212 degrees and that's it. So what does it make a difference? Do you cook it for an hour or 5 hours? You can reach the same heat with the klisheni either way. So he has a difficulty. He goes his own way, and the Shita Shabbos likes as well, which is the closest rib. It depends on that when there's a lot of hot water, it stays hot for longer. When there's a little bit of hot water, that's the shot why Ambati. Ambati is big, Safal is small. So, in that discussion, the Rashba said the question on himself. He said, I just said now that if you have cold water into a safel, that's mutter, because the drinking hot klisheni is not going to cook. He says, well, what about I've tried it and I've tested it? It looks like to me cold water and hot water does make it hot. Says the Rashba, I don't understand. Why is that work? Why is that mutter? It's not kalei vishal. Water is not kalei vishal, according to the Gemara. Why is that mutter to do? Says the Rashba, because our eyes are fooling us. What we see is not really what we get. I don't know where any of the sources are, but really, the point, says the Rashba, is because the hot that you're seeing is because of the old hot water. The cold water you put in is still cold. It's just hidden. You don't see it in there. Can't find it, but it's still there. That's the, I'm going to just see, did I put this anywhere? Maybe I didn't. Anyway, so then I'll just summarize it because I don't know where I put this. Is 16. Yes. Thank you. That's the Rashba in 60. And Rishon LeZalman in 61 says, wait, come on. Rashba, we love, we adore, we understand the Rashba, we respect the Rashba. But we can test this. Did the cold water get hidden in the hot water and get mixed up so you can't feel the cold? Or is it really actually getting hot? I have an idea. Put a plastic bag, and not here. In the Shulchan Shlomo, in the footnotes, they say that he actually did ask a friend to test this out in the lab. It's not very difficult. You do it at your home. Take a boiling pot of water, take it off the fire, turn off the stove. Now put in a plastic bag, like one of the Shulchan bags that don't get ruined in the water, in hot water. Now pour in cold water into that plastic bag. and they'll put a thermometer in that plastic bag and see, does that cold water actually get hot? Or it's only because that cold water stays cold, it just got mixed up, and the hot water, and hot water is the only thing you feel. He said they tried it, and they're actually, it did reach out to light itself. That cold water, in fact, did get hot. So someone's on and said, are they, how could Shulchan Aruch paskin like this Rashi? How could we paskin such an idea? How does it make any sense? How did the Rashi say such a thing? That a klisheni doesn't cook water, it's not Kali Abishal, but it does get the apple as well, and the Rashba and the Rambam, they paskin cooking for water is just heat. It's nothing to do with a result oriented when we have like food has to change, something soft, hard, or make it edible. So it's a big problem. The answer that the people bring, okay, if you think more halakhically oriented about the klisheni, it's like a Baruch Bishel question. A klisheni can never ever cook. We'll maybe get to that or some math type idea, and you don't have a particular problem with this Rashba. Okay, it's just not what the Rashba said though. Rewilli to me is the best answer for this Rashba. I think although there's a lot to say on this, and in the Or Hashabbos he quotes a letter that he has in Shlomo Zalman because it's got a lot of rage. Rav Eider has in his, everybody has about this for Shlomo Zalman's kasha. And the Or Hashabbos says they have a letter to Shlomo Zalman. Why didn't he say that klisheni can't cook? Why didn't he say that they can't cook? So it's particular with the Or Hashulcha, with the Or Samayach, he says he has problems. He doesn't think his argument is correct. Because he's based on Kol Kocho and my Shir Lesh, no, because it doesn't make sense with Kol Kocho. But really, he says, I'll tell you, because that's not the Sheet of the Rashba. The Sheet of Tosfos tells you how to do with Defanos. You can tell me something the Kli Rishon versus the Kli Sheni based on Defanos if you think like Tosfos. But the Rashba didn't say that. It's saying the Rashba, everything has to do with heat. So I was just asking on the Rashba. That's all he says in the Mor Hashabbos. For sure, Rav Willig, I think, has a nice answer, which I think helps out some of our Messias problems in the entire belt of issues here, which is maybe we made the Chazal on the Rabbanon made a low plug the kula. When they had a principle that they felt was necessary to try to figure out for practical purposes of the halacha, what is the matzias, they paskin what made, to them made sense. Even if in some corner case it won't be true, they made a low plug the kula. So klisheni and rasha. Now I will bring me a kippur it doesn't rasha. Okay, I'll say that case is not their official deraisa. Derabanan, it'll be their lokalug lakula. That's what Willie has in his Sefer of Bishlam. It's in Amor Chagat. No, it's not. Yeah, Willie stops there. And he says, for your dad, we're up a creek. And he says, "Go." The Aruch Shulchan is right. I'm going to take Willie, you know, he's going to help a Shabbos and one, go one step. The Aruch Shulchan No. Rav Willi stops by Hilchos Shabbos. He says this answer, lo plug l'kula, is good by Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, I agree. I'm trying to break it apart, the easier parts as I could. I can't bite the whole thing at once. I don't have the answer. Let's keep some tension here. So, all right. The Ambati, what I wanted to write down, and then we'll just move on, is for the Rid, it goes by the Rid a little bit. It doesn't have to do with the shovel, but it doesn't have to do with big and small. For the Rashba, it has to do with the time. It's okay. For the Rashba, it has to do with the reason Ambati could cook. Oh, yeah, it's cooking for a long time. I'll say it like that. For that has to do with this cooking for a long time. And there's a third approach, which is pretty famous, that says the Rambam holds the Anichlis and Klisheni could cook, and the second Raya after the Rambam is this Ambati Sugya, that it could cook because it's super hot. That there's no Kali Bishon and Klisheni when it comes to the Anichlis because it's super hot. Happens to be, again, we don't follow the Chachmas Adam, but the Mishbura is a little bit macro. You know, he says, recommends we macro. Okay, so now, I really want to get to my last section, skipping now and fast forward, seventh subsection, to Shavu B'Kamos. This is, maybe, so it's not fast forward, it's rewinding. Here we go, 45, yeah. So, what do we have to figure out whether we should say like Aruch HaKohen or not? So definitely the Rid, it doesn't say like that. I think there's a Tosfos Rashi, which I didn't bring, I brought in my article, that also asked the same thing as the Rid, slightly different answer, the same idea. All those who are asking the Akashas on Rav seem not to accept the answers of the Aruch HaKohen unless they said it. The Sefer Yosher also has that Akasha, doesn't answer that, also seems not to hold like that. Many Akronim, the Feirish say not like this, the Beis Meir is one of them, the Yad Yehuda is another. However, even though in the postgame, and the Aruch HaShulchan on his own said this like Lefini Daiti, he didn't have any Rishonim, he'll bring Rishonim, but they didn't have any clear Rishonim that say like him. And yet he was confident in it. And that's why he gets really attacked. So 45, he says, one of his reasons for why he's saying this is Lefi Ra'ot Shiyesh Dal Vehe Pa'amim Ha'echad Negev Hashini Be'echad Lefol Shiyesh Yeh Kamoto. When he's only four or five times as great as the other one, obviously it's going to win out over the other one. Yearly Barer, then Ma'er Shishavan Him Tamuz. Obviously they're talking about the same man, same volume, let's just say. Okay. Yad Yehuda says, that doesn't make sense. Anyway, also, it's not like that in the Gemara. It's Ishtamita from the Gemara. You can't say like that. Mavur in the Gemara. From all the rise in the Gemara, they're unequal items, and still we say Tata or Ilagavi. The good news for the Aruch HaShulchan is he's not alone. There is the Ravon who says it. The Rav Yehuda says it. The Yireim says it. The Seirs. The Ravon says it in two places, on Tzachan and also in his Tshuvas. In the Chatal, he says that it has to be the same. The Yireim is the most wordy, so I'm going to read him. He says as follows. The law, meaning the governor, the governor, the governor, we only have the one that equal value in the shaman, Ruba governor. He says that the smarter also the Aruch HaShulchan. She has visas, meaning you can't remain visas. He doesn't say four or five, he says 100, but same point. So how's it going to work? And then he says, he duh, now not underlined, just right next after. He brings the Shabbos, baby Shabbos, he'll mold it to say, Alzer b'Shabbos sonin l'tocham and m'cham yoter m'cham l'tocham. That is what the Sugya, the Tosfos is discussing, and when Aruch HaShulchan brings the Raya, we'll soon see, that it's talking about water into water, and it is the hill. If we follow the hill, you can pour the, even the hot into the cold, and it says, oh, that's because we're talking about whichever one is the majority wins, but it's not relevant to the governor, it's not the governor, it's not equal. That's the Rams reading an act of Mark. Then he says, well, time of the Ruba Gover, why would this be that in general we go by majority and only by Ila Gover, Tata Gover is only rolling by Shavu Shavu? He says, because the Chi Ketan and the Toch Ramen have the and Ruba, the Chi Ketan and the Toch Son and Ruba, Ketakan and Kedushin, Sanhedrin, the Skolim, the Nestrofin, the Dono, the Strafa, the Sogeshah. He says, look, in other words, the Sikha, we go by Rove. So to here we should go by Rove. Bechla, what exactly is this Raya? Finally, finishes a skinny haitam shaldabar shalah, Ruba Gavra. Skipping now just to 53, just see the end of the Yireim. Hayid Pesachim Ivan. It's a Gemara, it's against me. Baruch Hashem, that we resolve had to see the words of the Yireim, because otherwise the Aruch HaShulchan, not only would he be a lone sheep, it would also be like extremely difficult against the Gemara. But the Yireim answers the Kasha. He says the Shita, and he says out, how do you explain what the Gemara? Whenever we talk about cheres hitting the rotev or the soleh, even though it doesn't look like they're shava at the point of contact. Meaning the part of the cheres that the rotev touched, if you were to cut out that particular section and shove it, this part of the cheres to the rotev. That's all the Gemara is talking about, is that how much of that, of the cheres that is touching, is heating up and coming back to the rotev. Shalobim komo, meaning the place that's not adjacent to it, it doesn't heat it up, it doesn't do anything to it. That's the Yireim's answer for the Gemara. But in other words, it's not quite the way that Ruling or the way the Aruch HaShulchan actually seems to present his Shita. So let me just make it clear. From the Yireim, what we would say is you have a little bit of liquid on something solid. In fact, it would talk about Tata Gavra, Yila Gavra, it would just be in that area. And in that area that we discussed, Tata Gavra, Yila Gavra. Everywhere else, Shalom Komo, where they, the robe wins. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, very good. Okay, excellent. That's the second. That's the raya. The one big raya of the Rosh Hashanah is that tzitzit. The difference is, in my view, in many view, is that Tosfos is talking about liquid and liquid. That's the Rashi's chiluk. The Tosfos doesn't say that. He doesn't tell you that's what changes it, but that's what I think the Master Shekel and Prim Gun do with that Magen Avraham that puts them together is that even Tosfos very much could and very possibly could be holding in the sword of the Rashi to say that not that they fully cut the Rashi answer, it doesn't even need Rove. They require it has to be Merubah, but maybe they only talk about Merubah only in a concept where it's first liquid and liquid. Oh yeah. Okay, sorry. If you accept the Iran's answer, then okay. Basically, in the Iran's world, if you're talking about like liquid and liquid, and then they're basically the contact might be the same or whatever. They each one touch each other completely. So then we'd go by rule. That would be exactly like the Tosfos. Yeah, I'd be very happy with that. I think that's a very good sheet. The only thing is the way the Aruch HaShulchan himself says it, he doesn't answer this kasha. He doesn't make any limitation of it. If someone says that limitation of it, I think I love that sheet. If you say that the Aruch HaShulchan in all contexts, even by Han and Salim, even if not the point of contact, Lagamrei, that's what bothers. That point is not that part I would have an issue. Okay? If you have a hot piece of meat falling onto a large pancake, a large dairy pancake, and say, well, the bottom is hot, bigger, so it cools down the hot one, that would in fact would bother me because I would say we shouldn't follow the Aruch HaShulchan in the case where that part has no impact. The other big part of the pancake has no impact on that piece of meat that's in that sense. I don't know if that makes sense. Okay. Okay. So let me get to the question. Whatever. Come. And then he brings a line that Jonah spoke a lot about. But the question on that is, the Lach HaMishnah points out, the Gemara says, if you pass in Shmuel, Bishlamavarav, we can understand Nathan Mirosva actually cooks it because other cheres, he heats this up, it comes right back, very nice, good. But for Shmuel, if the cheres is cold, well then cooled it down, then what's going on? Why should it actually cook even a matila? Why should it do anything? That's the problem. Gemara says the Gemara. Rav Yirmiya says, Amr Shmuel, Vachamayaskina, cheres roteach. Givaldi. So the Rambam should have said, the cheres roteach. Why didn't he say that? That's the lechem mishas kashas tarachim. It happened in Halchi Yigimel again, that we saw that Sula, the Gemara has the same shaka v'tari, and the Rambam doesn't quote that. That's the kashas of the Rambam. Right, that he, if he follows Shmuel, which he does in Hilchos Machalos Asuras in the next verse, well, that only follow, he should really quote the Maskanos of the Gemara. Now, the Chok Nathan half of the way says, the Ram didn't fill in the quote the Kimtos, but it's really true, because the Charis, Benastan, Charasim are hot. Tosa said it by the Tunner. Stan Tunner hot, I think is great. Stan Charis is hot. All right, maybe, I'm not even sure about that. Stan Sol is hot. Sure, you could say Stan Sol is in an oven is hot, but there's a lot missing in the Rambam to say any of that. He didn't tell you it's a soul in the oven. He didn't tell you the cheres is part of the oven. So it could be, but it's extremely not convincing, that answer in the Rambam to make it look good. Maybe it'll be a rest answer, but that's one. That's one. That's the kasha. Oh, yeah. He makes that right. And then it should be, it is hot. Okay, that would help out the Rambam by itself. Great. But by solar, what are you going to say by solar? In the Rambam. Right, meaning, the Chok Nathan says that's where he stops. He says, I do think he thinks it's a good answer to Charis, he doesn't want to say it by solar. But yeah, right, fine, I'm not saying that this is going to be a strong answer. It's not going to say, it's not going to be great in the Rambam to say that's the answer. I'll ask one other kasha in a totally different realm. I'm in 41. The Rambam, when describing the Gemara at the very end of the Avodah Zarah, when it's talking about how to kasher a big pot that has a rib, so the Gemara says you put a lining of Play-Doh, a dough, and then the water spurts over and it's going to kasher the nisosa, spoleya, kafbolo, kafbolo, the kasher through nisosa. The problem is when the Rambam quotes, they use a different language. He says, you're a gedola, makif al-sata, betekoti, v'mal in mind, achizaz al-mayim, al-sata, amartia. Same thing in Halchos Chametz Matzah, you just can't use Play-Doh because it's chametz, so you use, whatever, you pick your favorite mud and clay, and you'll make the same story. But it sounds like in the Rambam, yetsufu ha-mayim, is that the water is overflowing. It's and martia. Don't say it's boiling, and nisotot is splattering, and the Tosa there brings up the Eroi. Tosa there learns that Eroi, not out of there. Tosa, when they quote this Gemara, they say, Eroi ke kasher, well, it was traced up by Eroi, it's a Mefarish Gemara. But the Rambam seems not to learn like that. And the one, because his language is over there. It's Malam Ayim Ashi Gabra Man Al Sfato, or Martiach Amayim Betol. That's my kasher. The Magen Mishnah says, the Rambam has a whopper chiddush, that the Rambam means it has to overflow, and has to kasher, you have to kasher the pot and the outside of every pot. How do you kasher the outside of a pot? So he says you make it overflow. You fill up the water with the rim, so then it flows. It's like it goes outside on the out. It flows over and goes and kashers the outside of the pot. And the Chazanish people are not really happy with that because the Chazanish says it doesn't make sense. We never heard of such a thing as the kasher on the outside of the pot. I mean, Mandashach, if you're going to, it has to do with in the end of Shadi Bein, the Pesachuva with the Magen Avraham Ariel. But kashers, we never heard of such a thing. And the Mandashach, if I'm going to use it next time in the inside of my pot, and the bleeds from the outside are going to travel in, so when I kasher on the inside, it's also going to get those bleeds. And if it doesn't come from the outside, well, then for Ashona, I don't really care about this bleed. Chazanish says, Mavur, they never heard of such a thing. The Gemara is only talking about a big pot because you can't get the rim. The Gemara never said it's outside. So that's not, even the Mishnah never meant that. Really, the Rambam really means like Rashi Tosfos. That's what the Chazanish. I'm not so, I don't understand the Mishnah, but I don't really understand the Chazanish in the Rambam either. I didn't see something that said Maitra, but I have here an idea. Maybe, let me say at least where I'm coming from. The Plathy notes that the Rambam doesn't ever quote the idea of Tata Gavr, Yeroi, in the Sugyas of Shari Sur. He only quotes it about Tzvachal. And the Gemara brought two brises, Cham Zacham, and Leiter, and another one, Butter, with Tzvachal. And the Rambam could have quoted, he has many, many halachas in the Shari Sur, he never quotes Tata Gavr, Yeroi. So, why doesn't he quote it? He never tells you the positioning, side by side, or above or below. He never tells you any of that. It's a very important halacha to quote. He doesn't quote it. To add to that, maybe, this is, so the place he has one derech, I don't think I'm going to have proper time to explain it. He has, you know, I have 1 minute. He says it's based on his shita that, well, how can a nechukuk gedolei olam, how does that work? You know, Matthias Machleikis, oh, it's about Tom Kolish. And Tom Kolish, which I assume is also about the Tom Master, and he works on that the klipa is only a chumrah of the Rebbeinu Tam at the bottom, plus over here in the middle, that we're making on, and Rambam too, only by, plus we'll hold by Shari Sermon with the else, because it's like Naparnan, and Hagalah, you know, a Sirbal. Great. The problem I have is I don't really love that word, in, maybe it's true in the Rashba, and in the Rambam, I don't like it so much because the Rambam, Maisa Karbonos, Shtikl implies not like that, because he tells you that you do Marika Shtifa, the Toch Hazman before it becomes Loser, Eka Bechila. And that implies, a little bit implies, the Chokhanathan brings in Zvachim, that maybe it means, because afterwards you can't even kasher a Shkurin and Askhala with Marika Shtifa. You need Mamish, because it comes Loser with a terrible idea, a terrible idea, so it's going to become Mamish and Yilipa. Now, I know the Mishnah Rav, and I know that the Mishnah Shavit, and don't read it like that. They read the Rambam entirely. There's a custom read. It's a whole different word in the Rambam over there, Geshmak. But I think the Rashba's entire derech of Naparnat is based on Rashi and Tosfos reading of the sugyas, and it's Mavur and Hachuvah like that, that he didn't learn Kachim like the Rambam. That's not Eka Bechila doesn't mean within the Zman, it means after the Rambam, like the right of it. So to say that whole word in the Rambam, I'm not so super excited about. I'll tell you what I thought, which is using that same ha'ara that the place he made, that the Rambam only quoted over here, didn't quote it elsewhere, but it's not because of the chilah between the terabal and the surabal. Not the place he's there. My story is, go back to the Hamashua, go back to what Rabbi brought up, go back to the idea of Derech Bishul. Maybe by Basar, but the only time that the Rambam brings it is because he's talking about Derech Bishul. I think it's Gishmak because the Rambam's introduction of this halacha is that. In Machos in 39, Abbas Mutter. Achal levan mutter, milk and meat separate or mutter. However, it already shneim by the bishul. That's his name. Has to be the daka by the bishul. That's the definition. That parak is all talking about bas v'chal. Until this point, I'm not sure he mentions bishul, but he certainly doesn't describe what is bishul for bas v'chal. And here he describes it for us. And when he's describing us bishul, he tells us the med of our mur. Shne bashul shneim biyachad. They have to cook together. Oh, novel chan zochan. How is what's the definition of cooking is kli rishon and had in v'had or Sulun Tocham is also going to be about to call their rice in the Rambam. The Fox said, okay, but the Rambam is supposed to keep saying like that. Meaning he puts those together. That's why I think it's their rice in the Rambam. Those two are the first. Then he says, Aval, but if it's the opposite, coal, hot into coal, in a Valachamishneim who cham, the Tocheni who's sonin, then Kolefa Bajakulo, Shinogabal, Chal, Valachal Shar. That just means, is that Bishul or not Bishul in the Kleba? So it's not clear. I was thinking it's not. It's not. We have to keep a klipa. Basically, it's dinner abana. It's a chumra. Something else. Really, in the Rambam, what he's really trying to say is, what definition? Definition of bishul is cham tocham or sonin tocham. But if you do the other way, cham tosonin, you have to keep a klipa. So go keep a klipa. He doesn't say, oh, that's also bishul up to a klipa. He doesn't say that. So I'm saying it's not. You have to do it. It's dinner abana. It's a chumra. We have to assume that it could have been either some bishul or some liya. You have to answer that klipa, but that's not really the definition. They're right, they're bishul. Yeah, it's a machloikas. I'm accepting, but the Ran, that is the Ran in Chulin Shita, is a, if I get to a lot of Acharonim, that Mamish Paskin that way, that the Klipa is in Derabanan, but be it as a man, especially about Ruchal. So, with that in mind, so I'm saying like this. Maybe the Rambam learned our Gemara that the whole Gemara of Yilagam Gavar Tata Gavar is only trying to figure out what's called their bishul. But and what's called flea, legata korim pesach. So fakir from Pnei Yeshua, the same chilah, but it's the opposite way that Pnei Yeshua said. Pnei Yeshua said the whole machlokas is a heter, not basuchal. I'm saying the exact opposite. Their whole machlokas is only about basuchal, or only about flea. And therefore, by shari surim, it could be validated glias. Of course it asks it with a cliche or everything else, and that's why I was bringing that around with the yisof who has to boil over and cover the pata. And in Chamitza Masberek, hey, halacha chavdalim 42, the Ram Paskin's cliche is boleh. That's like the Rash Rashita. It's not the Shulchan Aruch. The Ravad Yechuva is torn between these different psukim in the Shulchan Aruch, where in Hilchos Pesach, we follow this Rambam that we say cliche is boleh. And it's also in Hashakila, but when he goes to Kof HaSafi and tells you about Bleed, it is all like the Ikar din is like the Tosis. There's no Bleed with Klishim. That's something to work out. There are those who say, the Chokak of the Mishabur, it's a Chomer to pay fast, the Rambam, but the Gra, the Magen Avraham, those are really the Pashupsha and the Rambam. Is that's a din. The Klishim is Bolea, and there's no Gemar for that. It's a risk, it's a tradition from the Gonim. That Klishim is Bolea, by Chomets. It's a Gra says that's exactly the Shita's Rosh from the Yunur Dek, the Seer of Anar, but that's the Shita of the Rambam. So then if you hold Klishini, you learn like, and you learn like the Shas, that the Kol came, if you hold Klishini is Boleh, and Vada Yir is going to be Boleh. So when he read our Gemara, he was troubled. He said, Klishini is Boleh, and Yir is Boleh. So what is going on in our Gemara? So our Gemara is telling you it's not in the Vashel, but it is. The answer, why the Rambam brought Tata cover in the context of Moshe Vav, and that's why, okay, now, why did the Rambam only didn't mention that the soul that was half. So the answer, I think, you could say, is that once we get to the point that we say that Admiyakar Le'Bola Purta, it'll cause a blia of a klipa. Maybe it's a din nirvana, whatever it is, but it's a blia of a klipa. So even if it's so named, even if the soul is so named, it's still true that the rotev, hot rotev touching the soul that will make the soul that hot up to a klipa, and then make the soul that usher up to a klipa. And that's why they prefer the gears in the Rambam in Halacha Gimel Yiklov, not in the, I prefer, sorry, whatever, I'll say. I prefer the Gersa of Yiklos, not Yishmos. That's the Kesef Mishnah changes to, but that's the Rambam, another Gersa is that the Rambam has the Gersa of the Mishnah of Yikmos, but the Rambam in front of us is Yiklos. The Rambam changed that as well. Why did he downgrade by Soles from Yikmos to Yiklos? Because it's a smaller shear, Kamitsa, and a Klipa is a smaller shear than Kamitsa. Because he felt, what do you call that, the Miyakrele, and that's not going to cook. So that's only going to be a Klipa. And then by the Chairis, I would say, even when it's cold, it'll be Yitol Makomo, because when it's fatty or whatever, even a klipa's worth of the rochav is going to get, the same ulcer is going to get into an atil. That's what I want to send around. Any questions? Haris? I don't know if it was clear. The big question is not so much to do with Korn Bezel, it really has to do with what he says by, what the deal is that he only says it by Basu Chalz and not by other things. In Shulchan Aruch world, that we don't find that distinction, but it's interesting. Any thoughts on that? Before I get to now, try to answer the million-dollar question. Okay, here we go. We have two directions, two ways to answer, two ways to think about Tata Gabri. You can either say that everything is dependent on Blios. The Chavetz Chaim is a big believer in that, because he says, like the top piece on top of something hot doesn't actually become hot, or something hot on top of something cold doesn't actually become cold. To me, it's against the Rishonim, but the Chavetz Chaim is a big believer in distinguishing Bleias and Bishul. And so, for him, the Aruch HaShulchan's question is not particularly bothersome. What do you mean? It doesn't look like to us it's cooking. It doesn't always look like to us. Tata Gabra always wins out. Answer is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it looks like, because the whole question in the sugya is just a question of bleeds. Okay. So you can't really see bleeds. It's very hard to test. That's the way that we can answer if you're the Chavos Das. If you're the Plesi that holds the whole board in the entire sugya about that Tata Gabra creates a Tom Kolush, he says, I don't understand how this is going to all of them. How did people argue about this Rav and Shmuel and everybody argue about Matisse? Why don't they test and figure it out? He says, I'll tell you why. Because how do people argue about Gid and Noshe, Yishbo Tom, Gid the Tom or no Tom? It's Matisse, to check. Ask a goy. He says, I'll tell you why. Because there's Tom Kolush. Tom Kolush is always ulcer. You just can't taste it. And that's the major Kiddush. By Shari Surim is supposed to go, so that's found in Tata Gabra also. It could be the question of Rav and Shmuel is how much time is going to be given over, and it could be there's a Tom Kolish here you can't taste or the else. I love the I'm over talk of the police, but like it's very, very difficult in Halacha, because both the Chavetz Chaim and the police, because if you if you learn like the Shas and Tani Chet, you learn like the Shulchan Aruch Pashas and Rambam, you can check out everything that happens, even in a Kli Rishon that gets cooked with a Ksava. And nobody ever says in Tani Chet that it becomes Usir when you're talking about Yilagavar or Tatagavar, now you can't ask Ksava because we're worried it's Town College. It doesn't say that in Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't say that in the Rishonim either. So it's a very, very difficult thing to assume that you can't in those type of cases. I'm not saying that the place doesn't fit, but the Goni Olam, he's a great Acheron. But the thing that bothers me is that when Rava made his klal, Amru Rabbanim B'Taima, Amru Rabbanim B'Shishim, Amru Rabbanim the Chazuz, I don't forget the third one. So he says, when do you use Taima? It's me Be'eshein Omino. He doesn't give an exception. Except we're talking about Yilu Gavar, Tata Gavar. He doesn't say that. That's what's bothering me with about the place. In the Ha'ar is really Yashik also makes the same issue with their place. So that's 85. In 86 is the Tefillah Tzadik, is Givaldik HaChadosh, a different day, to explain more, but it basically has a lot to do with it. There's a Mashahu of this, you can't taste it, you can't even figure it out, you can't measure or test it, because we only said the word of Tosis that Hanan doesn't answer, one Klippah doesn't answer the second Klippah until infinitum, because in Nesar Yochel Asar, Yochel Masha Ozer Nesar, except for the Ram, but says the Tefillah Tzadik, but they're arguing that maybe a Mashahu comes beyond the klipah that will then allow one klipah to offer in the klipah. That's exactly what the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is about. Fine. Again, you can't taste it. Aruch HaShulchan says, again, I don't like any of those pshatim. Says Aruch HaShulchan, I have an idea. How did I make your day at Shtim with the Tzias? Bend the rules, make caveats, make conditions, so that we can explain all the ideas of your day in terms of Matthias, and he says, maybe you have to make it Shabbat to Shabbat. If you make it equal, well, then he says, I can understand. Now, which one wins, the top one or the bottom one? He says, okay, we pass on the bottom one, because he writes the Hetzer explains the Shmuel Shita. It makes a lot of sense. And in terms of why can't we just check with the Kvela, why would people argue about a Matthias? Why don't we just check? Why don't they check? Why don't we check? So he says, now he's no longer the modern Kasha. Now he comes all of a sudden like a Placey follower. He says, there's a Kabbalah, and a Kfeil is not Naaman against the Kabbalah. Chazal have a Kabbalah. They say, this is Ila Gavr, Tata Gavr. Don't ask for any Kashas. A little bit difficult, hard to understand. I was asking Rosh Hashanah about some of the things I said today, and he said, hold on, Rosh Hashanah's Kasha and Terrors of the Shabbat, and something. He says, well, it's very Balabatish. He said, it's not. You can't ask kashas on how to some things align up with the Matthias. Sometimes we have kashas, and we could ask, but the whole kasha and teres is, he found it was not lundish. He said he thought the place's answer is much more lundish. It's much more lundish, I don't understand it too well. But now, just to show that the great Tzid, who doesn't like this, Aruch HaShulchan, he's bothered just because, he says the Rashba, this is brought earlier, that Yad Avraham and others bring, why did everybody get upset about Tata Gavra? How does it work? See, it doesn't make sense. That's already known to be on the place. He says, look, the Rashba, he was bothered with the following discussion between Taisus and the Ramban and the Ra, whether you say, in Blia Yotav Lo Rotev. Taisus says it's true. Ramban says, look, meat that has milk go into it has Rotev coming out. There's gravy. Who's the Navi to tell me, the gravy that's coming out is meat gravy. There's no milk. How does Tosin know that? Matthias doesn't make any sense. The Ramban also is the one who says cliche is not Leah, because look with their eyes, you can see that's the Rashba too. But Tosin held not that way. They hold there's no belief in cliche, and they said in blue yotav lo rotev because they proved it from a Gemara. I don't look like that. The Rashba Paskin says, and the Rosh gets upset. He says, look with your eyes. The Ramban's time is ready. Says the Rashba Shmuel Abaye, and he said, in anu in lanu ella kedivrei chachamim 88. He says, the rabbis were the biggest scientists in the world. They knew how to figure things out. And if we don't understand what they're saying because it doesn't look like to our eyes, well, that's just because our eyes are we have bad vision. It's just because we can't, like he says in the Masechet Shabbat. So the Jewish says, I dare to show up and ask Akasha from the sea. It doesn't make sense. He only got that. Go check his vision. He doesn't know what he's. His Akasha is not a good Akasha. He's not checking things, measuring things correctly. Now, with all due respect, the Rashi himself, Paskin Shiloh, is based on the name Ro also. in other sugyas, when Kufchat Amad Beis, Mordechai Shikman was discussing with him, he said, a Kufchat Amad Aleph praise has a very difficult sheet of Embler Rosarotem, and we Kaskin like that, it doesn't show with Messiah. But in the very next one, when they're discussing Haggadah with the Basar Rotem, the Chalavan doesn't cook, there's no bleas that come out of the meat. So Tyson says, according to the Rashbam sheet, in any row, they put a tomato into water, it turns red, it does cook. Even in boiling water, there are bleas. So Tyson says, you could pass Joseph Ben Aaron and the Rasha too, and a few other places in the article. So to say that, like, we close our eyes for everything, just like Nechon Chazal said, it's very difficult. Elo. What the Rasha means to say against the Ra, he means to say, we can't close our eyes. That's ridiculous. What he means to say is, we can reinterpret Gemara's when we have a good pshat in a Gemara based on what our eyes see. But don't give me a bad shot, Ra. You can't give me a bad shot just because you have a cast from your eyes. So the same thing
goes about this. It is that sometimes you have criteria that look like they could be, or that they're very comparable to the Tzios, and what you're motivated to conclude is that isn't the real case.
Right. That distinction that someone's making, so the Rashi, that's not a real valid distinction.
That's why there's a steer in the Balikosis of the other Tzios, because certain things they felt were independent of certain Hagdara. Either through Masora or Rayas or whatever, or other issues that they felt are very proximate and they overlap a lot to the Tzius issues and definitions. But they don't. They're based on different categories. That's a little different than what he's saying with the Chassidim, was it not Rayas or something?
You know, the difference is
saying, no, it's factual, but the factual has nothing to do with your eyes, it has to do with the.
Yeah, he's
you can see that probably here or there too. Maybe. But especially if it's more complicated. Not likely when it's something which is more discernible. But it's not, when you say the world of risk, or that's not usually what they're saying. What they're saying is, again, it's a more formal category. It's a different hagzara. It's that it's, you know, not just that it is, it's that it is, and it's nikar. And nikar isn't just knowing, I'll give you an example. This isn't just knowing that it crossed the threshold, it's a shear in how much it needs to cross the threshold. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's a little bit different.
Right. When I broke down my fakir at some point, was either you could just live in the world of Messias and pass from Shalas based on what we see, or you could say things are different by halachic Masoras, except we have to answer the Messias questions as well, and you could do that by being a brisker and saying, this is, we have the Messias, and answering how everything fits into a certain category. Or you could say, no, the halakha of Masura tells us to close our eyes at some point, and either that's, sometimes, now, that position, I think, is only ridiculous if you say it always. I think it's acceptable if you say it sometimes. You say, well, that Messias you're seeing, don't bother me about, but this Messias, I will accept. Like, I don't think there's any Rishon Rachon that says, we never, ever look at Messias.
Even
the Aruch HaShulchan, according to the
form. Yes. Because they also accepted the place. So the Takoga Varza
Masora. Correct. Exactly.
So what I'm saying is you don't need a Kfela because, not because the Kfela is going to want. So you don't need a Tzav Safei.
Yes.
So you don't need the Biru.
The Din.
It's a Vada. Mm-hmm. So it's either it's a Din or it's a Tzius that we have a Masora about, but that we do. And therefore, that's a correct break.
Right.
This is not a break.
No. It's from the Hasidim. I merely tried to show there's different shitas. When I lived in Yerda, I think this is a fun hakir that comes with many, many places. And one of them brought, like, the
right. Everything.
Yeah, very many. Maram Chalava, the Rav Asher brings maybe that Bliyas, this is from Mordechai Shikman too, that Bliyas are more like Reach, and Reach is Devar Ruchani, Shmach, okay, but Ramoshin, all this, is against that. Bliyas are mess. You can taste and feel and see Bliyas. The sheet I love most, and I'll finish with this, is the Prima Gadim, and I was saying it also known to Yehuda, it may not be the whole known to Yehuda, but just make it like that. The Prima Gadim in 91, 92, and 91, and then not again 93, is that Lo Nevar Elal Rov. They're really, Rav and Shmuel are arguing about what happens majority of the time. You're going to ask me a kasha, 100 eggs, when I'm not going to get cooled down by one hot egg. It's fine. You're not going to heat it up by one hot egg. You're right. But that's not majority of cases. We paskin klalim based on the rule, and what happens most of the cases. And in fact, even if you'll find me that one odd case, I'll still tell you what's in Shulchan Aruch. If you'll show me what the kfela of the halachas, otherwise, we'll follow kfela. We have to double check things when we could. If I taste it, I have to spit it out. But I'm allowed to pass in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Basul Chalav according to the Klal, because that's true in Metzias, just most of the time. Not always, most of the time. Rosh Hashanah was bothered, wait, you can follow. Majority of the time, here we don't follow Rov. We still pass it to the governor. No one in Simon Kuf Bez threw out, oh, yeah, well, you read in Simon Kuf Hay and Sadi Alf about the governor. It's all not true, but Rosh Hashanah, we don't follow Rov there. So I love Rosh Hashanah, but I think the answer to Rosh Hashanah is, we do follow Rov by Rosh Hashanah. We don't follow this of Rov. We follow Rov Shilu, with the list. Come on, the Chachu, the Bein Kovalev, and the Ran, the Rash, for the many. In Pesachim we have as well. That's that we do. In the first parak in Be'ah, and then here in the first parak, we say the same. It's Rosh Hashanah, we listen when we do it. Rosh Hashanah like that answer. Second kasher, Rosh Hashanah says, we pass Kishon Arim, as Rabbi Tavit Yerushalim, there's like a kimloch, if only Mevasha could have klipa. But wait a minute, like a baby bottle, there's no klipa, so it's going to cook. Maybe that case will be illegal to write 10 ounces of boiling hot water onto like 3 ounces in the baby bottle of cold water. So the klipa, the plant, doesn't cook, so there's Rosh Hashanah, the Shemir Shabbos, passing the says, I, according to him, got him unstuck. Because the way he learned, it's only true most of the time, but sometimes it's not true. In this case, I shouldn't worry about it. It's a skila. Like maybe I should be concerned. Am Mordechai or Willig is like writing all about this. According to the Ravon, they were wrestling. Rote claims, it's worse. He throws a new factor. Maybe the cold milk is super cold. It's going to outweigh Gashmak's topic. But the change in temperature, not just one of them being hot. But what about the Prima Gunnum? So I think the answer to the Prima Gunnum is the Kolam Shavon Aruch always right. We're always going to follow them. In some cases, Messias doesn't seem to account that for that. I would say, like Rulik said, in Hilchos Shabbos, I'm going to say in Hilchos Blias as well. As long as I can show that it's only in Derbanan, then we'll plug Derbanan to be made to keep a cloud that's practical for rabbis or people to pass it. How can I say this is Derbanan? Because Basmul Chalav is pretty easy. Basmul Chalav is Derabishal is Derb. And the Magen Avraham and more, Makoros, hold that Basmul Chalav is only Derb. And the Ram, that Basmul Chalav, Iroi, is even. Sonin Tocham, sorry, no, not that, but Cham Tosonin is only ever Jerobana, not that official. I would have the other way when it's not Bashari Surim, Cham Tosonin. Is that Jerobana or that's the regular? So that's why I brought there the Erech HaShulchan, Ravadi has been Juba with the Ben Ishchai, he says it's only Jerobana. And there's the riots for that. It's better in Hatcher than it's, I'm wrong in the Ran. My answer would not work in the Ran, Erech HaShulchan points it out too, but it is good in some Rishonim. And people are like that, then I think the answer is that we lo plug lekula. Okay? And I compared it to a big discussion that the Tashbis has, a 10-page shuva, but in one line, that if bothered the Shul, how did Chazal use pi to be 3? It's a bad approximation. It's supposed to like the hypotenuse of a triangle to be 1.4. It's not right, Tosfos in Sukkah Ches. So if the Shul said, you know what, actually, maybe Derabanan, you know, lo zitiku chachamin, we're making on Derabanan. And hey, the Reish Hashem will have to be machmer. So I says, what's going on over there? The rabbis are just careless. And Derabanan, we're just being makel, like, suffic Derabanan kula, not vani Derabanan kula. Like, well, what's going on? I says, no, Ella, halsus v'sina. We can follow 3, or we can follow 1.4. 3, I get, because that's a pasuk. 1.4, that's not a pasuk. I don't know. Halsus v'sina. Or he says, maybe in fact, the Chachamim, the Gemara Sukkah there, lo dak lo chumra, and we would have to actually be matmer. The rabbis would have to paskin. The rabbis have to sit with the calculator and figure it out. That's the Tashbis. Although, with all due respect, I think that is the Tashbis. I don't think that is everybody, and the Magen Mishnah, I believe, held of the Sholel. He said, lo dikiko shol, to very make killable on the hypotenuse Sholel. He said, in fact, yes, Derabanan. Yes, not always accurate. Don't worry. Now, the question, I'll just leave with the Sazanish and then my speech, is that what about if I'm not right, like the Erech HaShulchan said, one of the Sfardi HaShulchan, that it's only Derabanan. So can I say a low plug lakula on Deraisis? The Chazal came with the principle of the governor because Rove Keith is, and even though it sometimes will be a kula Deraisa, Bashari Surim, does that make any sense? So really didn't go that far, I get that. But I have the Chazanish. He's bothered by the Kasha that someone asked for Moshe. The Tekufos, there's a Machlokas in the Gemara, how to do Tekufos of Hamas, Shmuel and Ravada Bar Ahava. How do you measure? Ravada has one more accurate version, Shmuel has one version. When it comes to when do we start December 4th, mentioning Talmudic, we follow Shmuel. And over the last 2,000 years, we moved about 2 weeks, and for Brizot of Hamas also moved, according to Ravada. And according to the science or what we see in the sun, it seems also as that most. Moshe, someone to ask Moshe, like maybe we should think about crossing out December 4th in the center and write, November 22nd. Like maybe it makes more sense. Look on Wikipedia when the solstice. And Moshe says, hey, bang, where'd you go to camp? This is not the courses. So he really riffs on that. He says, we have many Yisrael, and the Rabbanim, and the Poskim, we all said like this. You can't say everybody's Toya, because the Poskim's like Shmuel. And yeah, it's true. In the Rambam in two places, he won't talk to the Shmuel. He says, like, you can't say it like that. The bottom line, you have Akasha, so you know that from Akasha. We're going to follow Shmuel. And he says, the Rambam Tirshas points this out. He says that the Shmuel, that Rav Adi is Yoter Karaval Emet, according to that Stagminus, but Yem Taskin Shmuel, and when the Mordor Sedek will come, when the Mashiach will come, he'll explain it to us. Okay, so he said, Moshe, like, you have a kasha, but Mashiach is going to explain it. The Chazanish has a different answer to the Moshe Shal. He says, I'll tell you. Lo nin the Torah el l'sarfet abriyo. The Torah was given to the rabbis to figure out what they see in the world, and then Taskin for us, the Shilas. And even if it's not, so to speak, accurate the way it seems like in our eyes, we're bound by what the rabbis say, and to follow them, l'kula l'chumra, whatever they say, according to the way they understood the world. And even if it's so to speak inaccurate the way we see it, that's what Hashem wanted. And so that'll work even on Deraisis. That takes place. That's true for us. Over there, nina halacha l'achshol kikir shalom nina mitzvot el esarf and bring like the Midrash Rabbah. The Torah was given to perfect ourselves, to work on our midas, to listen, to be humble. So that sometimes means we follow the rabbis when they have a cloud, even if it seems not to correspond to the way it seems in our eyes always. I don't know if you buy it, wonderful. If you don't like that answer, you have the place. You have the Chavos Das. To summarize, we have here the Tulsa Gover. I'm buying liquid and liquid. We have the big machlokas, Rashi places. By Kli Rishon, we have the answer that Rav would agree because the bungalows are hot, or that if it's over time, then it's going to be definitely going to be a Kli Rishon that it'll cook for Halacha Shabbos, that'll be ushered to put in. For Kli Sheni, we had that for maybe the first moment, the Chasam Sofer says it's going to be Yilagavar, then afterwards it's going to become a Kli Sheni. We had Abati whole discussion, the Rashba Shaila, that the cold water didn't actually become hot, and the Rishon Lazam said it doesn't seem like that to us, and the Ravula's answer looked for the Kula, and then skipping ahead, what I said in terms of how do we answer the question, let's see if we can either go down the track. I brought the Rav's answer, I didn't really get into there's a lot of work to work on over there, but also Derech of the Klesi and the like. That's very halakhically oriented, that's how you can answer, or you can go down to Aruch HaShulchan, go through with Matthias, and Paskin, and make new klolim and conditions based on that. However, it doesn't seem like that in the postgame, or you can answer that roll of the time the Matthias is correct, and you can fill it. Double check me with the Kfeila. I'll actually follow the Kfeila and don't. I'm not bothered with that. Look, Achila, how you can get me into such a thing that might end up with Mechsholim. It's not a Mechshol. Chazal, we're supposed to follow Chazal. Maybe only there about it, but maybe on their right. We're supposed to follow Chazal. And their Haskam and their Bukiyah. So, in my years, 4 years in Kolayim, Baruch Hashem, I wanted to give I had a wonderful opportunity to learn Torah with the Chazura, with the Chazirim, learn from Rebbe Rosenzweig, from Rav Willis, from Rav Schechter, to asking questions, and thank you, Rosenzweig, for going over the Chaburah, to answer questions, having patience with when I have comments that are on other people's Chaburahs that are sometimes in line, sometimes out of line. And thank you, Avi, I'm learning the Chaburah together over a number of years. Definitely increased my learning. I had many Chaburahs with Ali Nelson, I had Chaburahs with Shmack and with many others here over the different years, and we've spoken and learned with everybody in this room at some point, and I definitely gained tremendously from all those discussions, so thank you. The camaraderie in the base medrash also definitely adds to the avirah of learning. I saw that the medrash compares Torah to water and to fire, because it says ish dat lamo, that's you know Torah compared to fire, and also Torah compared to water, hoi kol samei l'chol mayim. Two opposites, Torah is compared to both. What's going on with that? So the Gra has one idea, he says, in Evan Shlomo, he says, oh, and so it's based on Gemara Kedushin, that Flamin, that fire, it's on a really tough Torah. When you have a shear like this, it's very hard to make heads or tails of what's going on. So that breaks the Yetzer Hara, that's Akashic Barzel, that's the Torah of fire. Then there's Torah of mind that smoothly flows. That's the Torah of Agadita, the easier Torah, it's Torah. Those are the values of Nashkapa. That's one of the different types of Torah. What I was going to say, though, is really the Maharal says that the Torah is created fire because it's so outer worldly. You can't be dovek to fire. Water, on the other hand, is gashmi. It's very much, and it goes down to represent another, but it's very much in this world. And that's the incredibleness of Torah, that it's extremely lofty, extremely elusive, and it's very hard to connect to. But yet, Baruch Hashem, I've had an opportunity to connect with the Torah that's created before the world, the fire that's intangible, but connected to it in the base measures. The Torah, that's the water, that's the life and breath of what we continue with and we grow from. And I've enjoyed so much from, also I have to thank, of course, my wife, that she enabled that. I had the opportunity to learn over the years in the base measures. Mr. Koch, thank you, everybody. Yeah. Thank you.